tell us about the National Fabry Disease Foundation and how it helps people with Fabry's.
Right. So in 2005, at the time, I thought I was going to retire from the military in 2007. And not related to Fabry, the story was I was on my way to Washington, D.C. to retire the next day. Instead of retiring, I went into a coma, got to D.C. I was disoriented. I made it to the clinic and gave them my wife's phone number, and they said, well, let's get your vitals. I said, no, you better write this down. And a couple of minutes later, I went into a coma. And I had severe bacterial meningitis where they told Angela that I probably wouldn't live through the night. And so that postponed my retirement. And so you can't retire from a coma. And so that put me in a situation where I went into a medical retirement process, and the military kept me for 4 more years. So I didn't actually retire from the military until 2011. Meanwhile, I wasn't up to speed for doing most things, and I started the National Fabry Disease. So I started the National Fabry Disease in 2005, intending to retire in 2007, and I didn't. So my job while I was on medical retirement, in the medical retirement process, was just forming the organization.
A good confluence of
That's right.
Opportunities.